USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspect charged with attempting to murder Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh pled not guilty in federal court Wednesday. Authorities confiscated a gun and a knife from the suspect when they arrested him near Kavanaugh's home on June 8th. An FBI affidavit from that day stated the gunman admitted intending to kill Kavanaugh. The Senate passed gun control legislation Thursday, with some Republicans joining Democrats to attach more laws on law-abiding citizens. The 65-33 vote capped a month of negotiations. The red flag laws attached to the bill will give the government the okay to take guns away from anyone they deem unfit. Representative Roger Williams from Texas on Newsmax says we're doing this backwards.
We should secure our schools before we have the gun debate.
Stanley Cup finals continue tonight at 8 Eastern. The Colorado Avalanche lead the best-of-seven series 3-1. We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The least affected age group with virtually no deaths during the entire pandemic can now get a vaccine.
Children as young as 6 months old are now eligible to be vaccinated against COVID-19 following the approval late last week by the FDA and the CDC of Moderna and Pfizer doses for kids between 6 months and 5 years old. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky spoke Thursday during a White House COVID task force briefing about the importance of getting young kids vaccinated.
Young children do not need to have an underlying condition to be at risk of severe disease. In fact, over half of children hospitalized with COVID-19 were otherwise healthy and had no underlying medical condition.
According to the latest data from the CDC, 442 children under the age of 5 have died from COVID during the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Supreme Court on Thursday struck down a New York law that placed strict restrictions on carrying concealed weapons in public for self-defense. They called it unconstitutional. Justice Clarence Thomas said the New York proper cause requirement prevented law-abiding citizens from exercising their Second Amendment rights. The slightly bipartisan gun bill that gives the government the okay to take guns away from those they see not fit is a deal-breaker for Representative Roger Williams, a Republican from Texas. He was on Newsmax after the gun control bill passed the Senate on Thursday. Just over a dozen Republicans joined with Democrats in supporting the red flag laws.
The red flag laws just in itself are deal killers for me, but we have to see it. The problem is we can talk about this gun debate all the time, but each time, the longer we go with it, we do nothing, and we need to be securing our schools, and I think we should secure our schools before we have the gun debate, which is we're doing it backwards right now. But the red flag laws and the due process, I have a real problem with, so I'll see what it looks like, but, you know, I guess I would say I'm leaning no right now.
Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, was charged on Thursday with driving under the influence by the Napa County District Attorney's Office. The complaint says Paul Pelosi, 82 years of age, he was driving under the influence of alcohol causing injury. If Paul Pelosi is convicted of the misdemeanor, he could face a minimum of 5 days in jail and up to 5 years probation and fines. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.